Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, November 26th. You'll be interested to know, today is National Cake Day. This sweet holiday celebrates the joy of cake, from classic chocolate to fancy layered creations, bringing friends and family together. Bake one, share a slice, or order a specialty creation today is the perfect excuse to indulge and celebrate with a smile. So let's party and enjoy. So now you know. And now, it's time for the surf report. This morning, it's looking clean with waves around 1 to 2 feet. Conditions stay clean through the morning, with wave heights slightly increasing to 1+ foot by midday. Winds are offshore at 2 miles per hour early on, shifting to onshore at 2 miles per hour after 1 p.m. Best time to ride is at 11 a.m. with a 4-foot incoming high tide, when the south-southwest swell is 1 feet at 12 seconds, and the offshore wind is 2 miles per hour. The first high tide on Wednesday will be 4.5 feet at noon, followed by a 1/2-foot low tide just before 8. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Thursday offers clean conditions with waves around 1 to 2 feet, perfect for beginners. Friday remains small, with fair conditions and waves peaking at 2 feet. Saturday shows a steady increase in swell, reaching 2 to 3+ feet, but expect choppy conditions later in the day as winds shift onshore. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 54 degrees, with 10-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:45, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:38. Looking ahead in the weather, Thanksgiving Day will be mostly cloudy with a high near 71 and a northwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. Friday turns sunnier with a high near 65 and patchy fog developing overnight into Friday night, with lows around 53 and again early Saturday morning, before clearing to a mostly cloudy Saturday, high near 63. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Newport Beach voters will decide in November 2026 whether to replace a state-approved housing plan with one allowing for far fewer new homes. Proponents of the Responsible Housing Initiative argue the current plan would overcrowd the city and harm quality of life. Charles Klobe, president of Still Protecting Our Newport, emphasized, "This isn't downtown LA." The initiative aims for 2,900 homes exclusively for extremely low, very low, low, and moderate income households. While California law mandates Newport Beach build 4,845 new units, city leaders believe their plan of over 8,000 units is more realistic. Supporters argue the current plan will increase traffic and disrupt community life. Now on to sports. The college football playoff rankings have clarified the implications ahead of Week 14 clashes. Ohio State remains at number one ahead of its game against Michigan. Texas A&M holds the third spot, while Georgia and Texas Tech follow. Oregon has moved to 6, facing a challenge at Washington. Mississippi has dropped to 7th, and Oklahoma is 8th. Brigham Young, Miami, Utah, Vanderbilt, and Michigan are outside the top 10, but still in contention. Tulane remains at 24th and could compete for the Group of Five automatic bid. The next ranking will be released on December 2nd. In local sports, Luka Doncic had 43 points, 13 assists, and 9 rebounds, while LeBron James added 25 points in the Los Angeles Lakers' fifth consecutive victory, 135-118 over the Clippers on Tuesday night. Doncic matched his season high with 32 points in the first half, marking his 51st career 40-point game. Austin Reaves contributed 31 points and 9 rebounds for the Lakers, who have won 11 of their last 13 games. James Harden led the Clippers with 29 points and 9 assists in their 11th loss in 13 games. The game became chippy when Clippers guard Chris Dunn was ejected after a hard foul on Doncic. In top news, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services announced lower prices on 15 costly prescription drugs under Medicare, including Ozempic and Wegovy. These price cuts result from the Medicare Drug Price Negotiation Program established by the Inflation Reduction Act, signed into law by President Joe Biden in 2022. This is different from President Donald Trump's most favored nation approach, which relied on executive orders. The negotiated prices will save taxpayers $12 billion and are expected to save Medicare enrollees $685 million in out-of-pocket costs by 2027. Many Americans find prescription drugs unaffordable, with surveys showing significant numbers have skipped or altered their medications due to cost. In business news, home sellers are taking their homes off the market at the fastest pace in nearly a decade. Approximately 15% of the homes that were delisted in September were at risk of selling at a loss, according to Redfin. Redfin found that 70% of homes listed in September were on the market for 60 days or longer. Close to 85,000 United States sellers took their homes off the market in September, up 28% from September 2024. The housing market is now heading into its slowest season, with home prices still 50% higher than 5 years ago. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% to about $87,000. Ethereum is unchanged at just over $2,900. And XRP is down 3% to $2.17. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Google's parent company, Alphabet, is very close to becoming the fourth company to join the $4 trillion market cap club. Fellow tech giant Meta is considering supplying some of its data centers with Google chips, according to the information on Monday. The deal, potentially worth billions of dollars, would start in 2027. Google recently revealed its latest AI model, Gemini 3, and updates to its image generator, Nano Banana Pro. Many claim Gemini 3 is significantly better than OpenAI's ChatGPT. While NVIDIA remains the leading AI chip supplier, Google's custom tensor processing units are gaining traction. Meta would significantly enhance Google's customer list. And in entertainment news, Warner Music Group has announced a deal with Suno, settling its copyright lawsuit against the AI music startup. The agreement ensures that artists and songwriters will have full control over the use of their names, images, likenesses, voices, and compositions in new AI-generated music. Warner Music Group also sold Songkick to Suno for an undisclosed amount, with Songkick continuing as a fan destination. Suno will launch more advanced models next year, requiring a paid account for audio downloads. Warner Music Group CEO Robert Kinkle stated that this landmark pact benefits the entire creative community. Suno recently raised $250 million in funding. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American economist and social theorist, Thomas Sowell. And he said, "The first lesson of economics is scarcity. There is never enough of anything to satisfy all those who want it." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles.